USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. In Washington, House Republicans are adopting a rules package following last week's historic speaker vote. The rules change part of a deal, including concessions with conservative lawmakers who were blocking Kevin McCarthy's speakership.
Those include the motion to vacate, which allowed just one member to call a vote to remove the speaker, more committee seats for the members of the conservative House Freedom Caucus, and a select committee to look into the, quote, weaponization of the federal government. Critics argue McCarthy gave up too much of the speaker's power to hardline Republicans. He clinched the speakership early Saturday on the 15th vote. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
Several reports say the Justice Department's reviewing classified documents from President Joe Biden's time as vice president found at a Biden think tank.
A report in the Wall Street Journal says the National Archives was notified when the documents were found on November 2nd, and they took possession of those documents the next day. The National Archives has also referred the matter to the Justice Department, and there are reports the FBI is now involved. I'm John Schaefer.
New court filings indicate the work of a special grand jury investigating former President Trump and his allies for election interference in Georgia is ending. Filings showed Monday the special jury will issue a final report that could recommend charges be brought in the case. Former U.S. District Attorney Michael Moore tells CNN the Fulton County Prosecutor's Office and special jury did not avoid working together.
This is something that's done in conjunction with the prosecutor's office, getting down basically the wishes of the grand jury and any specific questions or comments they may have about the evidence that was presented to them.
The ozone layer may be restored in the next few decades. Scientists in a United Nations-sponsored assessment said with current policies, the protective ozone layer in the atmosphere will hopefully reach pre-1980 levels by 2040. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Police say they've met with the teachers shot by a first grader in the unprecedented situation in Virginia.
She asked me, first question, do you know how my students are? She was worried about them. And then today, when I went back to share with her that we were going to hold this press conference today, she again asked me, do you know how my students are?
Chief of Police Steve Drew called 25-year-old Abigail Zwerner a, quote, trooper. He passed along a message from her that she's in stable condition and appreciative of support. Drew gave an update on the timeline of the day and said the child was taken into police custody and the school was evacuated. Officials in Sacramento County, California, releasing the names of two homeless people who died due to storm-related incidents over the weekend. Heavy rain and storms continue to stress storm drainage systems, rivers, creeks as well, threatening mudslides and evacuations.
San Francisco's already got evacuations for many areas. That's likely to continue as this storm moves farther and farther inland.
Meteorologist John Weatherby, Northern California expecting significant snowfall Wednesday and Thursday, and then another drenching atmospheric rivers anticipated for much of the Golden State through the coming weekend. At least 100 deaths are now linked to the recalled Fisher-Price Rock-and-Play sleepers. The Consumer Product Safety Commission said there were reports that infants were rolling from their back onto their stomach or side when not restrained in the seat. The agency added Fisher-Price noted it was unable to confirm the circumstances of some of those incidents. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.